Our next question is a lady by the name of Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S. She was born 12/14/81. Today's 9/13. Chief complaint, anxiety, number 2, obesity, number 3, history of gallstones, number 4, abdominal pain off and on, number 5, nausea, number 6, history of vertigo, number 7, possible sleep apnea, number 8, rule out diabetes, number 9, family history of stroke, number 10, history of pedal edema. Our patient is a 40-year-old woman, not married, single, has 6 children, ages 2 to 22. Patient does not smoke, does not drink alcohol. She takes clonazepam 1 milligram at bedtime, which is working quite well for her period. The paragraph, patient has actually lost 20 pounds. She became a truck driver, and she wasn't eating and driving at the same time and was watching her diet. So she lost 20 pounds. At one time, she was told she needs a sleep study, but she's been reluctant to get that done. At this time, she's doing mainly bus driving. She's not having any hypersomnolence, no headache, no nausea, some tiredness, otherwise no new symptoms of sleep apnea. She also has symptoms of tiredness and weakness related to her anxiety and her home situation with 6 children. Her TSH has not been checked, which will be checked at this time. Immunization, COVID immunization, none. Medication, clonazepam 1 milligram at bedtime. Medical problems, hypertension, migraine, headaches, insomnia, anxiety. The blood pressure is doing great without any medication. Surgery, back surgery. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. As I mentioned, family history, diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and stroke. The mammogram was 2 years ago, not interested in doing one now. It was only done because she was having breast pain. There's no family history of breast cancer. She can wait till she's 45. Allergy, no drug allergy. A review of system as above. She weighs 227 pounds, 98, 98.8, 16, 69, 111 over 70. Heart positive, small lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck show JVD, skin shows, no rash, lower extremity shows up, pedal edema trace. Assessment number 1, anxiety, stable. Number 2, not sleeping, improved with clonazepam. Next number, increased weight. Check TSH. Next number is fatty liver. Ultrasound shows no significant change from 2 years ago. Next number, history of vertigo off and on with a strong family history of stroke. Carotid ultrasound shows minimal calcification. Next number, echocardiogram, which was done to look at patient's right ventricle in the face of possible sleep apnea, shows no evidence of RVH, no evidence of LVH in face of hypertension, but the blood pressure is well controlled. I suspect that was episodic. Next number, no evidence of DVT in the lower extremity. Next number, no sign of significant PVD in the lower upper extremity. Next number, gallstones remain as before. Next number, fatty liver with no significant change. Next number, shoddy lymphadenopathy in the neck remains the same. Next number, check blood work. Next number, come back next month. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.